Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are blessed and in perfect health and spirits. I pray that God has shined his light upon you and you are ready to take on this day with greatness. This morning I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 14, verses 4 and 12. Who are you to criticize someone else's servant? The Lord will determine whether his servant has been successful. The servant will be successful because the Lord makes him successful. All of us will have to give an account of ourselves to God. Romans 14, 4 and 12. We all have to get approval from God. So why do so many of us crave acceptance? Why do we take criticism and judgment from others so hard, mentally and emotionally? Why? Because it hurts. That's the reason why. When we recognize that criticism and judgment is the devil's handiwork, is his tools to take us off course, when we realize he uses them to stop us from fulfilling our destiny and take over our creativity, we know then that it's his work. In Galatians chapter 1 and 10, it reads, am I now saying this to win the approval of people or God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be God's servant. Paul knew who he was. He knew that he was an apostle. He knew that he was destined for greatness. So this statement speaks volumes. It speaks wisdom. It speaks power. It speaks strength. He knew who he was in God. How can we succeed in this life what God calls us to be if we go about our daily lives? Think of us. It has to stop. The only person that we have to answer to in the end and even in the now is God. The only person that we're supposed to be concerned about ourselves, about what we do, about our actions, is God, not man. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your amazing strength, your healing hand, your love, your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God. This morning's message, Lord God, is so simple and plain. Allow us to know that we are your servants. We're not man's servants. We're here, Lord God, to receive your honor, to receive your glory, to receive your approval. In the end, Lord God, show us that we only have to answer to you with our life, with our report card. When we stand before you, we want to receive honors for you and not for man, Lord God. Lord, give us the guidance. Give us the strength to find and live humbly. Let our lives be a light that shines to your greatness, despite what others think, what others feel, what others say. Let us do it for you, Lord God, and do it for you with greatness. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give you all the glory and the honor. Amen. Go out today, look in the mirror, know that you are fighting and you're walking and you're pleasing the God that is in you. That's who it's about. It's not about who you just woke up next to. Is not about your children. It's not about your parents. It's not about your coworkers, your boss. It's about what you do for God. That's what's going to all matter in the end. You want him to say, in the end, I know you. You were my child. You were my servant. And you worked your best for me. That's who you're pleasing. Remember that. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. I love you. Have an amazing day.